Man, we are back with another episode of Outside of Norm. What's going on, family?
Sup, sup?
Hey, guys.
Welcome back. Yo, we thought you got abducted last week because...
Wow.
No, this is because we didn't hear from you. So it was like, I didn't even hear from her.
We were
like,
worried. We had concerns.
Well, you know.
You know, fuck us.
At that particular time, I definitely was high. But funny that you say abducted because I definitely saw some UFO sightings and I wasn't the only one. My sister was with me. This is in Baltimore, which is interesting because I was just in Joshua Tree and out in the desert and, you know, like literally looking at the stars, seeing shooting stars and everything. Like I had a full visual of the night sky. Mm-hmm. I did not see aliens or UFOs when I was out there. But in Baltimore.
That you knew of.
I mean, well, I'm saying I didn't even see anything, any indication of anything weird in the night sky.
Cloaking.
There.
Cloaking.
Sure.
What drugs did you take?
That definitely happens.
And what drugs did you have in Baltimore?
I was completely sober in Baltimore.
Nah, man.
I had an additional eyewitness.
Was she high?
No.
That was a drone.
It definitely was not a drone because there were three of them and one. It was one, three. And then one was like, shoop.
It was three drones quit. And somebody that didn't know how to fly their drone.
No, no fucking way. It was alien. it was UFOs. I'm telling you, it was alien.
Was it on the string? Like in the, you know how they do the little. Yeah, you know I mean,
it's spinning,
right?
So y'all really want to start this way? That y'all really not? Y'all don't believe in UFOs? Are y'all really going to start with me like this?
No, I believe in them. I believe. I'm ready to believe, and I do believe.
Okay, well, I mean I've been a believer. I'm telling you,
an unidentified flying object could be anything. Could be a bird you never seen before.
You know what? Here we fucking go. It was.
Did you see a person in it?
It
was clear.
It was a non-terrestrial.
Was it Independence Day, like the joints from Independence Day?
It was a non-terrestrial aircraft.
It was a non-terrestrial. Okay.
It was a non-terrestrial
aircraft.
I'm not aircraft.
Falling into this with you.
But you should.
Why?
Because they're here. Sanity. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. All right. See, niggas don't want to listen.
I've only been telling y'all since I was like nine.
Y'all don't want to believe me.
I'm just saying, I don't care.
All right.
I know they walk among us.
I just don't care.
Live amongst us.
All right. You will get one day.
You might be a UFO.
I am not a UFO, nor am I an alien.
She's a UFO.
You are a UFO.
I am not an alien. UFO.
I am.
You know who would say that?
Freaking human.
Who would say that? An alien.
Right. And there you have it. You probably got the little face joint from like Men in Black.
You go home and go, man, it was a hard day today.
All right, you know, that's funny. I don't know. I kind of take umbrage to that.
No, no. What? To umbrage to what? That you are unidentified flying object? The fuck is wrong with you?
First of all, I can't even fly. Right. I barely jump.
So you lead us to believe.
Again.
Only in, yeah.
What would an alien
You watch Men in Black, yo. Men in Black was the key.
No, oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no. What's actually more interesting is that.
Why am I feeding into this?
My mother had a book about phenomena.
It's a horrible song, actually.
It really is. We had this big bookshelf or whatever. She had different books, like Behind the Pale Horse.
How to Cook for 40 Humans?
You said Behind what?
It's called
Beyond the Pale Horse.
Beyond the Pale Horse.
So she had, said Beyond the Pale Horse. I was like, what?
Beyond the Pale Horse.
That's the Baltimore version.
My bad. That's what I was like, what did you say?
Actually, specifically the South Baltimore version.
This very interesting book about phenomena. So it had like ghosts in there, chupacabra, like whatever. But it also.
Monster too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it also had a passage about Men in Black and, you know, like what they did and everything. Mm-hmm. This book, and I read it. Prior to Men in Black coming out. When did that come out? Like 96, 98,
in the late
something 90s. Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe like 99. But yeah. I remember reading that book when I was like 7 or 8. So it's not an like they for sure took that idea for something that was already, I guess, like people were talking about. Mm-hmm. Which is the whole mindset is that Men in Black, if you see an incident, they come and intimidate you, not neuralize you, but they intimidate you. Or,
you ain't
you know,
seen
like,
shit.
Yeah, like basically, like no, like that ain't nothing.
Beat you into submission. What you saw, nigga? What you saw?
Nothing.
You ain't seen
shit. And or that the men in black are not even human themselves. So less than an organization, it's just like...
They're all constructs of the Matrix.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, my God. Are we really knowing this?
I would be delighted.
Oh, my God. No.
They're
not watching this shit for this.
How you know what they're not interested in?
You just hear phones going click, click, click.
Right. Like, the fuck are we doing right now?
So, wait a minute. Why don't you think that our audience would not be interested in hearing about phenomena? Why don't you think that? We talk about everything else, but on this, you're like, no, they can't. They can't handle it.
Figuratively and literally backed out of this conversation.
This is for your podcast, nigga, that you're supposed to be coming up with. Unless you want to give content away.
I mean, well, actually, I did have a pretty good idea where I actually did want to go into where black people told their stories about their experiences with phenomena.
Go ahead.
That will be
immediately jailed.
Right. Well, one of the famous things
we just lost somebody.
Betty and Barney Hill. They were one of the most notable cases of abduction cases, where they were driving along the road and minding their business, and then they had a loss.
Even states left. That's how
where
you
was
know
this. What area was this? Southwest.
No, I think it was. I don't know exactly, but I actually believe that it was like in the Northeast region, like the New England region.
What? Yo, we don't got no followers now, yo. Stacy left. She was like, is this the topic? Shaking my head. It's dipped on us.
Yeah.
Damn, Rudy.
All right. Well, fine.
I let you go. You got 6 minutes off your chest.
Okay.
I just asked, was this what we really doing? Like,
okay. Well,
what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
You want villains. Me to be a villain?
Anti-heroes. Heroes. You say you want me the villain. Why you want me the villain now?
Because niggas got me fucked up.
Niggas got you fucked up on niggas know that you...
So you want to be a villain because your feelings hurt.
Right. Like most villains.
That's a general backstory for a villain.
Niggas got their feelings hurt.
Yes.
Your feelings shouldn't even be hurt.
Absolutely.
Yes, actually.
Where do I sign up?
Right. Technically, your feelings shouldn't even be hurt. Technically.
We can't you can go be down annoyed that rabbit hole.
Time out. You can be annoyed at the actions of... said
you
person.
Can be annoyed and or appalled.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be.
I am.
But you but can't this is be. Your hurt. Feelings can't be hurt.
Right.
I mean.
Or they shouldn't be. They not. Can be, but they shouldn't be.
No, you definitely were upset.
However, they shouldn't be.
You were upset.
They're definitely not. This definitely is in the category of annoyance.
But you got over it now. No, you was upset. I could tell by your tone. You was upset.
Well, I mean.
It's fine. You can own up to it, yo. It's okay. You are.
I mean, the things that I'm upset about are is here. The audacity of someone else to now make it seem like they're the one that's they're the one that's been wrong.
Because
that's
she had a plan and then just didn't divulge it to you.
Right. Right. That was always the plan.
Right.
No. I don't even know about that part. It's the part of
she did.
In fact.
No. What I'm saying, what has me the upset most is like I'm supposed to like be cool.
Well,
because I feel like, well, if I do
without getting into too much detail, I mean, it's no reason for you really not to be.
The tables have been turned.
There's no reason for me
the manipulator
not to be.
Manipulated.
Besides the, you know, interruptions.
And, no, not besides. That is the reason why.
PTR.
Because it's the audacity.
She was trying to save you. Because you, I mean, you wind up saying that.
Mr. Spicoli, you're
out
on dangerous ground.
I'm just saying. It didn't work out in your favor.
The listeners don't have any idea of what we're talking about.
So and that's fine. We're talking cold right now.
Right.
So, point blank is, Ixnay. Your friend, you feel like your friend betrayed you.
No.
But she's not even your fucking
friend. I don't feel like she betrayed me. I actually don't.
She's
there was
an associate.
There was no betrayal.
And just barely an associate.
Right.
There wasn't a betrayal.
She called
in
her
a
friend.
Well, she did.
I said, I ain't your friend.
You know, I have to wonder, well...
Y'all be friending niggas.
So it's two things. One, I don't know why people be so upset when people call other people friends. Like I don't
because friends
they're
have words.
Not. And friends. Words have meaning,
right?
Words do have meaning, but
like when you try to make that comparison, I was just like, no, yo, that's
so
not
I'm struggling with figuring out well who exactly then is a friend because we're saying like if everybody could be discounted and not become a friend off of one incident.
That's
then
not
exactly.
That's not what we said. That's not what we said. That's what
but
you rejected.
Continue. Hold on. But continue.
Let's then walk down what this road. Exactly makes a friend? And we have discussed this before, but maybe we need a refresher.
We didn't really get into it. We touched on it. We haven't had a conversation about it.
So what exactly makes a friend?
Actions, nigga.
Yeah.
Actions. You ain't even had enough time to even
actions vet. For how many times? Like how many? Like
I'm saying, you ain't even had enough time. My nigga, you made friends on the internet. You ain't even had enough time.
No. See, now you're getting into specifics of a specific, I guess, relationship.
Well, but that's the basis. That's a big basis of it, though. We told you that from the last conversation we had a while ago that your internet friends are not as realistic as you want to make them to be.
I disagree because once you okay,
you disagree and keep being disproven.
I've lost two friends, or rather, I've lost three friends, quote unquote, one of which I met when I was 12.
Okay.
On at school.
No.
The internet did not exist quite yet. I mean, there was AOL dial up, but my
Al
ass
Gore
is poor.
Says otherwise.
We did not have it.
Let's use that as a basis. Use that as a basis. Mm-hmm. This is a person that you've known for years. You've vetted. You've had this and the third. Now, is that the situation that we discussed partially yesterday? About that? Is that friend?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's a different friend. All right. So that's a person that you had spent time with. Y'all hung, whatever. Y'all built a relationship through actions, seeing how y'all navigating this and the third. And then eventually something happened that sometimes shit happens and when y'all fall off. That's not the same thing as I met a complete stranger. We talked for a little bit. Now we're friends.
Well, tell me, maybe I have the formula messed up. I'm legitimately asking. Clearly. How much time do you have to invest, or how many actions have to take place in order to qualify a person as a friend?
No hard and fast rule.
So if there are no hard and fast. So if there are no hard and fast rules,
trust your intuition, nigga.
Then how can you just say carte blanche? Internet friends are not real friends.
Because if you're saying that someone you met 2 weeks ago, that most of your interaction has been online and you haven't been, their mettle hasn't been tested.
Right.
Like you haven't gone through anything, blah, 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 other than, ooh, funny meme.
And we hung out.
Right.
We hang out and do shit that has never.
If you spent more time online and you have sharing the same air with that person, that's a huge indicator that that's probably not a friend yet. That's not saying they can't become a friend.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying they're not a friend yet.
They're associates. Okay. You don't know them niggas.
So sure, maybe one person.
Mm-hmm.
That the internet happened to be how we formed together. There are many people that I have seen in person since then. Mm-hmm. So where does that leave them? Like, are we still calling them internet friends?
Well,
or people that you know?
Are you developing and nurturing those relationships?
Yeah.
Then they're on their way to becoming friends.
Well,
how do you arrive?
I don't think I don't know.
I think it's different for everybody. For me, a friend is somebody that will do when they absolutely fucking just don't have to, and it puts them out of their way, and they'll repeatedly do that. With looking for no payback, no remuneration, nothing. It's just like, no, I'm doing this because I fucks with you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody that I, too, would be like, you know what? I would stop what I'm doing. And now we're kind of developing, blah, blah, blah. They've shown me, and I'm not doing that unless they've shown me that they're worthy of that, because I'm feeling like I've done something to show them that I'm worthy of them doing the same.
Okay. What if you don't need anything?
What do you mean? What if everybody needs something?
Mm-hmm. What? No.
You don't think everybody needs something?
Even an ear to listen to. That's the same thing.
Something.
Well, what if that is the only thing? Is that you need a listening ear?
That's huge. Because nobody wants to hear your shit. People got their own shit.
So if you only need a listening ear, then why would you discount a relationship on the internet where it's nothing but an ear?
Because that's...
Trauma bonding? Is it trauma bonding at that point?
And is it, are they really listening, or are they playing whatever while they go, oh, wow, damn, that's fucked up. I told you a bitch was crazy, the whole Chris Rock responses.
I think I'm trying to make moves.
Right.
I'm talking about a multitude of relationships now. So what I'm saying is that you can talk to somebody online and you can clearly see that they have empathy for your situation. And they have you have regular dialogue with them, and they have a understanding and a sense of your life.
Or do they have an agenda?
And they seem invested.
Or do they have an agenda?
Well, how do you determine whether somebody has an agenda?
They're going to do when it inconveniences them. They're going to do when it's so much easier for them to not do. They're going to do just because, and it's going to be more than just, you know what happened today, blah, blah, blah. It's more than just listening. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some actions. It has right. to be.
It's going to be some suggestions. It's going to be some. Not even just suggestions. It's going to be some like.
It's going to be some follow up and follow through.
Yeah, like, yo, that's like when somebody's really like, really fuck with you, you can tell when somebody really fuck with you. Yeah. You can tell when somebody just like, one foot in, one foot out. That's just an intuition thing. Like, and you got to learn how to read people. Like, you got to believe. Sometimes you got to just. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and to that end, it's dangerous to call multitudes of people friends because it numbs your senses to be like, okay, what is a real friend?
Right.
Because if everybody's a friend, then everybody's a friend.
Right.
And if everybody's a friend, no one's a real friend.
Right. You definitely have to separate, have levels.
Go on now. Go. Let it go through. Go ahead.
You definitely got to have levels. Like, when we had a conversation, I'm like, yo, that's not your friend. She's not your friend. That's the first thing I said. Mm-hmm. So she's not your friend.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think anybody is hearing what I'm saying.
We heard you.
In that, no, I don't think. I don't think so. Let me explain to you why.
It's from a person that never.
Because.
But go ahead.
I don't see any that. To me, calling a person an associate is almost like a degenerative way to assign somebody's relationship to them. I know this person. The person can be my friend, and I think there can be levels of friendship within that. I can be your friend, and like I happen to see you a couple times, and we just hang out and you're just my buddy only when we go to the club. And I think that is the scope of our friendship, but you're still my friend. That friend may not be the same friend that I would ask to help move me out of my house or something like that. That would be a different friend, like help me out, move me out of our house because I like have to emergency leave.
But have you ever taken the one chip challenge? The one chip challenge. Do you like spicy food?
Not really, despite the fact that we're drinking a jalapeno.
It's like drinking a taco. Margarita. It's actually really bizarre and delicious.
Okay.
So I guess where I'm going with this is if everybody's a friend and it's, you know, friend level one, friend level two, friend level three, you know, mm-hmm. Okay. That's still moving them up and down, you know, mm-hmm. a scale.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you have a scale.
Yes, I am saying that I have a scale.
Okay.
I call them all friends, but I for sure have a scale.
Okay. So you're calling them all friends. Our scale, we identify, okay, if your friend, I guess your friend entry level, ELF, entry level friend, would be, if your elf is, if your elf level is that, our elf level is, nigga, you an associate. Like, you're a plebe. Like, what the fuck?
I know that nigga, but I ain't my...
Yeah, but I don't know that nigga. Like, and we've said that... How many times you said, I know that nigga, but I don't know that nigga?
Right.
Yeah, but do you say that in front of that nigga, though?
Fuck yeah, because that nigga don't know me.
Right.
We're of the same
core. He cool, but I don't know that nigga.
He cool, but I mean...
I don't hang with that nigga.
Like, I might, you know, if I see him in a fight, I might throw a couple joints, but maybe not. Maybe not. He ain't show me shit.
There's definitely a delineation.
Oh,
men definitely have a delineation when it comes to like describing who their friends are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call everybody my friend. I don't call everybody my brother. I don't call like
shit is important.
Yeah, that's a significant reason because I got to see some shit and I got to know some shit. You understand what I'm saying? We even
something as simple as with you know pledging going online.
Yeah.
It you know the difference between calling an average joker, you know, bro. And then, bruh, there's levels to that shit.
Right. So I think that we're probably saying the same thing, but using different language. Because
you be friending everybody.
God.
No, I'm not going to let you do that.
No, because you have, are
she
you
has
saying
elves.
That you have non-familial relationships with other people and you still call them brother. Am I correct?
No, that's not what I said. Yeah. I don't call, like, niggas be saying, yo, that's my bro. I don't call, if you ain't my bro, like, if I don't consider you my brother, I don't call you, like, yo, that's my bro.
Wait a minute, what do you mean you don't consider, do you have an actual brother?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about, you know how, so I'm talking about in the language of the terminology, right?
Right.
Bro is to the point when you're like, yo, that's my brother. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a nigga, like, that you fighting for,
right.
You this, that, and the third, you da, 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 da. So when niggas be out here,
no,
like, yo,
but that's not, so that's why I'm saying that maybe that's what the disconnect is, because
okay.
My brother is only the brother that I have shared using, my mother and father with.
I'm just using slang terminology.
I get that, but usually, so it sounds to me like you have the three tiers and you make an actual label for them, in that there's an associate, is like friends or like homeboys, and then you have the people that are closest to you and you call them your brother.
I wasn't saying that. I was saying.
Well, most people. Can we agree that in a slang term?
No, like, what I was saying is that niggas are like you. And they call everybody bro
yeah.
And this, that, and the third. And I'm like, okay. No, nigga, that's not
your... A motherfucker come to you and they don't know you from a can of pee. What's up, bro? And that, okay, to me, I'm like, dog, I don't even fucking know you. I'm about to fire on your ass. Like, because you coming to me real familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that. I don't know you.
But there are some people who say, like, if they're that close, like, their friendship has come to the point of kinship.
But you'll know that because, right, you'll be part of that process.
Dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do have people who I consider close to kinship, but I would never say that's my sister, that's my brother. I would just still only call them my friend.
But you call everybody your friend.
Right.
That's the difference. You really don't have a line of delineation.
Yeah.
I do. I just don't identify it differently.
I think yours is more internal, and
yeah,
she looks and goes,
fucked over is what I'm saying to you.
This is elf 1, when, elf 2, elf 3.
Fuck all that elf shit. What I'm saying to you is,
no, I'm just correct.
What I'm saying to you though,
entry level,
because you don't, speak about it.
Right, you don't put it out.
You don't put it out there, to let people know where the fuck they stand. That's why you have the issues that you have,
because they're thinking, oh, I'm a friend, right, by the pure sense of like, I'm a friend.
That is probably worth consideration.
Nigga, no, do it. It ain't no consideration. Like, no. Like, because then I don't want to hear this shit. You didn't talk about another friend that didn't fuck you over, right? You didn't already see you not being honest and being upfront about how you feel, and your perspective bites you in your ass. How many times is it going to have to bite you in your ass?
Oh, well, I was only unclear one time.
I'm just saying, though, because you don't speak up.
Even though I wasn't complete, I was still clear, but.
You was definitely cloudy, nigga. We had that conversation. You definitely was cloudy.
And
you should have been direct. All right.
We're talking about the same instance, but we're talking about two separate portions.
Right.
So in that, yes, I will agree.
Right. So same thing.
But I've only made that mistake one time.
No, I understand. but what I'm saying is, even in not telling people where they stand, you're allowing people to dictate how they move in your life and how they go about dealing with you or how they go about treating you.
So how does it come about me?
No. We talking about friends.
How many clubs are you a member of?
Right. So like,
yo, that's my friends. Yo,
you see this shit?
No, I don't. I don't want to see it. But because they're not her real friends. You know what I'm saying? Me and Uncle are your real friends. We niggas that look under your hood. We niggas that like, yo, we worry like if something happens. And fuck you now, because I can say fuck you to your face. Because I definitely felt some type of way. No, she earned this. So I definitely felt some type of way.
This is the one time I earned it.
Nigga, we not gonna do that.
The one time?
No. We not gonna
one
do that.
Time?
This is not, you're right. You're not even gonna sit up and tell that bullshit.
Now?
Right. Right. So, this is the thing. Nigga, we been in there all week. It wasn't just you ain't saying nothing all week, my nigga. And I understand you was dealing with whatever, and I get that. But, like, I'm like, yo, you just ain't, I'm thinking something happened, especially you come from the prior conversation.
Well, if you was a friend, why the fuck you ain't reach out?
Because I was mad.
Oh, so you just gonna be mad? You ain't even gonna call?
Because friends get upset with other friends,
right? Well, one nigga, I didn't said multiple times. Like, what are we doing? You couldn't take. So, how much of a friend are you? You couldn't take the time to say, "Yo, X, Y, Z, A, B, and C," because you was living your life, doing what you want to do. You know, you got an obligation to me, my nigga, and to us. So you said fuck us, but we your friends.
Trash.
I don't want to give you any tears right now.
No, I'm not just saying. I'm not trying. I'm just saying. But if we talk about friendship.
I'm gonna let you have it.
But we talk about friend. But we talk about friendship.
We are so
right. So the same way I'm telling. So the same way you felt about that situation, I could feel about you.
I'm saying that I'm not going to give you any excuses because I do understand that. I do understand your perspective, and you do have a right to be mad.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, or miffed.
Yeah,
I don't think you was actually mad.
But I
think you do have a right to feel away.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you is the delineation.
And
is
I
because,
apologize.
Fuck that. So the delineation, I don't know. No. You already, we talked about it. We talked about my emotions.
There is no growth here.
No, look. You know my shit in the Supermax. We talked about this on last episode.
Oh, shit.
My shit in the Supermax.
That
so,
shit should be a title.
You know what I mean? Like,
your feelings are on Supermax.
I'm just saying. Oh, you missed that. You missed that. Well, I had a conversation about vulnerability.
It was content gold.
Yeah. I like when y'all, it's just
it
y'all
was
too.
Content
I
gold.
I rarely listen, but I feel like maybe that's the time when Norm can actually.
You listen. You need to listen to that one.
That's not true. I emote.
as man has a toolbox.
Right. I emote. It's just, you know, it's not often. Sometimes I'm in solitary confinement. And
not
it is what
not
it.
You emote.
I'm emoting right now.
He's
I'm telling you,
right
yo, you pissed
now.
Me off. I was worried more so, but this
feel?
Is the thing. But hold on, but this is the thing. As a friend, I was more worried
right.
than pissed.
I
right?
do understand.
Now that
no,
I
we
figured
were.
Out. Now,
we
now that I know that you okay, now it's fuck you.
Now we can shoot
now
at you.
Now I'm mad at you. Now I'm going to tell you, you know what? I should kick you in your ass.
Right.
Like, because, bro, you can't. You got us out here worrying, yeah. and we don't know what the fuck. Especially because the conversation we probably had to the last time we seen
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That part.
I understand.
Yep. No, you don't.
I do understand.
No, you fucking don't. God damn it. You don't.
And you should have been worried because it definitely got worse. Just not that particular day.
And she says she's just a friend.
This is delicious.
It is delicious.
So, and that's
this
why
is like the best. It said like full best. Body.
But look,
best
no, fuck that wine shit. We back on this shit. So then, but this is why the importance of explaining where you stand at with people.
Yeah.
Right. Because my like, if I ain't give a fuck about you, I'm gonna say nothing to you. I would and whatever the case may be. Nick, I saw you post. I said, this motherfucker didn't post it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely, I pulled up. Did I not pull up?
Yeah.
I pulled up. I'm like, oh, I wish we had this fucking energy when you was when you was missing on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yo, that's two slaps in my face, my nigga.
I saw that. I was like, sis, come on.
It was like,
listen.
So you can post, but you can't let you
nigga. You already, you know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about it.
If you go and see some shit, you better go through that shit silently.
That's a fact.
Don't post a motherfucking thing till you come out of the doldrums or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nah. Nah.
Yo, but that's how, see, that's how they operate. That's how they treat us.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all say men don't
that
care.
That was how I was dealing with it.
I was literally about to tell you that. I was
because you know the
I
bullshit,
was literally
right?
about to say
I know
that
the
to
game
you.
And I watch it unfold,
my nigga.
That was how I was dealing with it.
But we don't know how to handle our emotions and handle our what you call them, right?
That was.
Hold up.
Listen, I was in the midst of eating. I stopped eating and took the phone call so I could see what's going on with this nigga, man. That's how much of a friend I consider you.
Probably a delicious meal of chicken breast and brown rice.
Right.
No, that nigga was eating good.
I was eating good.
He's over there.
Oh, shit.
He was eating
good, man. Out here living my best life. Bruh. I was like, damn, yo. You know, but now it's fuck you. When I see you, now I can say fuck you because you definitely said fuck us. I'm just returning the favor. So it's not skewed. Don't make it seem like I'm being the violent one because I'm not.
Right.
I'm just giving you the same energy that you gave us.
Oh, they're going to edit it.
No, ain't no editing, nigga.
Edit it.
We live. Saturday night live on this one today. But no, but even with that, so going back to when, so this is what I told her. I said, yo, one, you showed your hand with somebody you barely know. I don't give a fuck if y'all been friends since January.
Yeah, you got to knock that off.
You barely know that nigga.
Yeah.
Or barely know that person.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I keep telling you, everybody don't operate in the same space that you operate.
Yeah. They don't move like you do.
You're not finding out. You know this. I
you
told
you
this.
To be, on, to be honest
ago.
With you, you did. But to be honest with you.
But I wasn't listening.
They never do.
So let's move on.
But I'm going to continue to do what I want to do and operate how I want
to
operate.
But no, to keep it 100.
And expect different.
Keep it 1,000, nigga. Fuck 100. Keep it 1,000.
I think that it's finally sinking in. And I think that I really had a rude awakening in 2020 that people really do operate differently from me. And so now I'm trying to figure out how to operate differently without losing my authentic self.
Just don't give all of your authentic self to everybody that you meet.
Mean niggas earn it.
Just because they gave you the time of day don't mean that
they
you
old.
Gotta give.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well.
The fuck?
Come on now.
This is basic 101.
So it's.
Because all of me.
No, it's frustrating because I have to think about the reason why people, the reason why people operate the way that they do is because they have experienced their trauma. They're not as, I guess, quote unquote, naive as me because they have gone through some things. And I have to, and I honestly feel that as a part of my.
How old are you?
36 and a
okay.
half.
Okay. So look, naivety to a degree. Not when you got motherfuckers coaching you. You understand what I'm saying? You can't claim naivety when we trying to give you the game.
But what I'm saying is that I don't want to. Well, I don't. I truly don't want to be as.
Don't read it.
I truly don't want to be as cold as other people.
We're not
and
cold.
I have.
We just smart.
No, y'all cold. Y'all
how?
Cold. Y'all how are we cold?
Give me an example of how we're cold.
I'm waiting
this,
for this.
Distrustful of people. It's definitely like a suspicion that other people feel towards other people. I always assume good intent.
And that's why you get your head bashed in like a baby seal every fucking time.
Oh, you're not going to hurt me. Bonk.
All right.
Why did you hurt me? Nigga, I'm a villain. I'm a real villain, nigga. I hurt people.
Let me go and get this blub up ball of you.
Fuck people like you up.
Let's go get this blub up ball of you. Right,
exactly.
Oh, like, damn, it look friendly. You don't want to go to the dog that's rabbit. Like, oh, it looks friendly.
Bang.
Fuck. What's wrong with you?
And you that one tear. Why? Because I'm a villain.
Well,
it's what I do.
For a long time, it served me well to assume good intent.
No.
And
how?
It never did. You were just lucky up to this point.
How?
I mean, maybe I was.
Somebody should be wearing your whole skin as a suit at this point. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Even in the other situation. Hold on. Even in the other situation, you assumed good intent. But how can you assume good intent when when the person specifically asked you, do you care or not? And you said, no, I don't. And then you assume that they wasn't going to go
right
along with it.
Right.
No, that wasn't what I assumed. I was not. I truthfully thought that I would be cool with it. But.
So it is back
on
you.
I don't even want to unhash it.
It ain't nothing to unhash. I'm just saying, though. But what I'm saying to you is, this is what I'm saying to you. You was like, because y'all were friends, you're like, man, she ain't going to do that shit. I don't think she would do it. You like, she asked me, I don't really think she. She tested your gangster.
But they were never friends.
No, he was.
No.
This is a different situation.
Okay,
this is a different situation.
I apologize. In a world where I'm sometimes wrong, I have to apologize.
Because that's what men do.
That's what men do. Call me. I'm here for voiceover work. I want to do it.
If you don't get a voiceover contract in 2022, I don't know what
I know.
Is right.
We're working on it.
We're going to get you
right. Working on
fucking
it.
Fucking up.
I'm just so, but that's what I'm, but that's, that plays into that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, I don't really think they're going to do it.
And then
but
they do
like,
it.
But then they do it, and it's like, I can't believe these motherfuckers
like,
did it.
How could they have
like,
done
like,
it?
Like, what? And you like, but I'm like, yo, you had the gun pull a trigger.
Yeah, I mean, niggas' audacity really do be like tripping me out.
The fact that
it's not audacity. If they told you were going to do it, you said do it, and they do it, and you like, how dare you? Like,
or ask for the blessing. They asked for the blessing.
Yeah, and you said
go. You said
not you caping over there.
Listen, first of all, that's why this is the difference between man code and women code.
Yeah,
this is the difference.
Yeah,
right. Nigga, I don't care if you got to ask the hard question. You won't get a direct answer. Ain't no fucking like da da da. Now I'm not saying all men operate like that because this is definitely some bitch ass niggas.
It's a dying breed.
And I had a situation similar to that in college when a nigga did some shit, some sucker shit, and I'm like, bro, you ain't even had to do that.
We talked about that.
Yeah, you ain't even had to do that. Like that. we wasn't rocking like that for you to have to even operate like that.
Right.
You could have just been like, yo, da 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 da, woo woo. I'd have been like this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right.
Right, like no, you ain't got to do that. Like it's definitely a different type of understanding amongst friends. I think women and friends and men and how they deal with friends are definitely different.
Super different.
It's definitely different. Like listen, man, it's simplistic. I make it simplistic. It's either I fuck with you or I don't.
It's so easy.
It ain't no. I don't do no in between friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like yo. That's my. I'm like, yo, these my niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He cool, but I ain't fighting for that nigga.
Right.
I mean, it's a very strict delineation. Yeah. Like he cool, but I'm not throwing no blows at that nigga. I'm not fighting for that nigga. I'm not trying to. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't I'm go to bookings that. For everybody.
Yeah. It's certain no, niggas that I'm doing. It's certain people or certain my circle of friends that I have that I'm like, yo, whatever it takes.
Very small.
Is small. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I know such and such. Oh, she cool. Oh, he cool. Da 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 da. But they ain't like until you enter a certain realm, I won't even consider you a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you. Right. You cool. I like you. But I gotta get to know you.
And that's the disconnect or kind of where it goes off the rails for you because you think everyone's a friend.
Or everybody has good intentions.
Well, no, I do.
It's more so everybody has good intentions.
I do assume that everybody has good intentions because I always have good intentions. But everybody I guess the question you, is that we, huh?
Everybody ain't you, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm finding out. This is wild. Mm-hmm.
at 36 and a half.
I mean, we're at just least she's finding out. Out. At least she's finding out.
She been
when we talk about like battle tested, I'm not, I also, as a person, I don't ask a lot of people for a lot of things.
But you operate in a skewed way, too. So that's why you do.
Yeah, you don't ask because you assume the answer will always be yes, because you would say yes.
You're right looking
around.
At it.
No, I think that I don't ask because I feel like I'm supposed to take care of myself in whatever. And this is, it's probably only within the last 2 years have I actually asked for help where needed. And that even was like a hump for me to go there. I feel like I'm supposed to be self-sufficient in every particular area, in literally every area. So it's not anything that a friend could help aside from a listening ear. Mm-hmm. And not even much of a listening ear. Like I know that I have shared a lot. I mean, on the podcast and off the podcast, mm-hmm. I know I've shared a lot, even for me, like my personal struggles. Mm-hmm. Even that has been a lot for me. Two mm-hmm. years ago, I would not have done that.
Oh,
so nice. While I do have friends, mm-hmm. I expect for them to be with me when things are good. I don't necessarily expect anybody to have my back when things are bad because not that they wouldn't want to. Mm-hmm. I just could not ask because it's my own personal pride at stake. I feel like I'm supposed to be my best person. I'm supposed to always support me. I have my back. I don't need anybody else to have my back. At least that's, I do. I truthfully do. Mm-hmm. But even still, I feel like I take care of me and no one else is responsible to me. That's my own personal hubris and it gets in the way a lot of times, but that's my own personal thing of like, no one can do the things that I need to do for me but me. I'm only existing in this life with just my body, my soul. I'm responsible for me. No one else.
There's a reason. Hold on, my bad. There's a reason why your head doesn't go 360. You got to have somebody to watch your back. Right? You can only look this far over your shoulder and this far over your shoulder. You
also,
can't look all
you're weird. Not an owl.
Right. Well, that too. I'm just saying. But there, like, there's meaning in what I'm saying.
No, mm-hmm. I get it.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to have somebody to watch your back.
Right.
Or somebody that's going to have your back.
Your six. Yeah.
Right? Because that's why you can't turn your head all the way around.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, and I understand the pride thing. I get that part. But when you have, but you can't call people friends and not allow them to be the friends that they need, that they're supposed to be in your life. Right? So don't want, you know, the key word is don't block your blessings. Right? So kind of same thing with me and Unk. Like when me and Unk be saying things to you, I know we be fucking ragging on you and shit like that. But we really be trying to get you to understand that like the world. And I understand you don't want to look at you and a lot of other people look at the world and the view from their view. Mm-hmm. But it's not about your view. Your view is your view. You got to look at the view of other motherfuckers that don't see the world like you because that's what gives you perspective. Your perspective is always going to be your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's you got to see the shit that's going on around you to understand and develop a new perspective or a different understanding and understand that everybody does not and will not and will never not always see things the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
And people will show you more so than they'll tell you how they rock with you, right? So even with the situation, right? Shorty was calculated in that situation, right? But you also showed your hand. So if y'all, I feel like if you never said anything, the situation and the dynamic probably would have been different. It would have played out differently. So because now it's like, oh shit, I got information that I didn't, you know, didn't have. And this
you
had
gave
third.
Up intel that allowed that person to create a plan.
Right. And you, because you trust that she was on the same plane or had the same amount of liberation or liberal thinking that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't think the way even each one of us individually think. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why when I have conversations with people and talk to people, I'm like, yo, my perspective is very different from a lot of people's. Mm. But you also got to be okay with that. That's the other part of it. But that's also why I have people who are close to me, because I'm not like everybody else. I'm going to test your fucking gangster. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the truth in my views and whatever the case may be, or, you know what I mean, how I feel. And when I sugarcoat the shit with you. Mm-hmm. So, because at the end of the day, if I call you a friend, my job is also to protect you. Mm-hmm. Even right. if it's not physically.
It's a lot that goes with that.
It's a lot. So when we talk about having friends, or people I consider a friend, or, you know, whatever the case may be, it's from a genuine place of love. Mm-hmm. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Once, like you said, like you're close knit to your family. I am not. Mm-hmm. So my friend, a lot of my friends are like my family. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, them, it's a lot of my friends I will fight for before I fight for my own family. Mm-hmm. You understand? They relatives.
Right.
Relatives and family is two different things to me.
Right.
So just like I say, you know, friends and associates is two different things to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not fighting for no associates, nigga. I just know you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We might have hung out once or twice, but I don't know you like that. Like to be doing shit like that. Da, da, da. And it's a continue. It's a thing. It, maybe it's a thing that I've experienced this a lot with telling women about other women and their friends and their friend circle. Like I had a situation with one of my friends. I said, "Yo," she was like you, mm-hmm. very friendly, want to befriend everybody. We used to hang out, and I used to tell her. I said, "Yo, you got to stop doing shit like buying a whole bunch of drinks and this and the third. Like niggas are." People are calculated and they pick up on that. You be fucked up drunk.
Right.
You understand? And niggas are advantageous. Mm-hmm. And when I say women and men are advantageous. Yeah. Like you gotta chill out. Long story short, some young chick she hooked up with became friends with. I say, yo, leave her alone. You got too much to lose to be fucking with a chick right. like her. And right. I know what type of shit she into.
Yeah, know what time she on.
Know what time she on. Not saying it because I'm hating. Not saying it because I'm saying it because they were like, I fuck with you, mm-hmm. and I don't want to see nothing happen to you. Mm-hmm. They wind up getting into a fight out in D.C. because she was wilding out, da-da-da. And I said, yo, she's young.
Right.
You hanging with this young chick, you want to have... I said, yo, everybody ain't your friend.
Right.
Right.
You understand? Sometimes you keep niggas to a distance. Like, da-da-da-da. And then she got into some... Like, well, she didn't, but the girl wound up getting into some other shit when she got shot at. And I said, I told you what type of fucking chick
what
you
the fuck?
Wait, but I'm telling you... But when I say I got a good intuition and I read people well, I can tell you what type of time that people be on. Uh-huh. It's not me being pessimistic. It's not me, yo, I watch and I pay attention. Yo, my job is to filter bullshit for a living. Right? And I'm like, yo, you got this. I say, yo, you got, she's looking at you as a cash cow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yo, no, she make money, you da da da, you buying drinks at the bar. She like, oh, this is the opportunity right. to befriend somebody. This is a come up.
Right.
She ain't got shit.
Right.
And she only want to hang out with you when you spend the money. When she ever spent money on you. When she ever offered to help you to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And this and the third. And then y'all wind up getting a fight in a hotel and the shit fucking, you know what I mean? You paying damages because y'all da da da. But I told you.
Right.
I told you. Not because I'm trying to, control your friend circle
right.
or whatever the case. I'm telling you, I'm like, yo, I know what type of time she on, yo. I see how she move.
I have a question.
Sure.
Or maybe I have a statement.
Sure. Either one works.
Jealousy.
Okay.
I don't think that I have ever given jealousy much weight.
Other people being jealous of you? Or you being jealous, period? Being
jealous?
I think people being jealous of me.
Okay.
Think higher of yourself. So continue though.
I mean, I guess, but I felt like it. So even in the example that you said, like mm-hmm. somebody that's like extra generous, like with right. their money and everything like that. Uh-huh. I'm not that person. I'm pretty. First of all, I ain't no fucking money, but I'm relatively. I definitely owe you for something. let's just say, like, I'm relatively conservative with my money. In that, like, I ain't nobody's cash.
Oh, cat. Really? You don't say. But go ahead. He'll tell you.
I'm nobody's cash cow, so I never had to worry about someone like using me in that way.
Because you're a user. But continue. Continue.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
No, it's nothing personal. I'm just saying, we know your temperament, nigga. You definitely believe. Yes.
You really think I'm a user?
Yes.
Am I a user?
You're an opportunist. Users are opportunists. They run together. Those two words run together.
Man, opportunists.
Opportunists and users run together. There's a very fine line between the two.
I mean, I hear that, but how many opportunities am I utilizing?
Anyone that comes before you. that's going to benefit you?
I think they're negligible.
Sure. Continue with your statement.
All right.
I know you, nigga.
I think they're negligible.
Of course you would.
Jealousy. Mm-hmm. I haven't. I'm like, wow, Lord, why could anybody be jealous of me? Like, I don't do anything. Like, why not? Much. Like,
they might be jealous of your freedom.
I was going to say your freedom.
Your personality. It don't have to be nothing tangible for somebody to be jealous
of. So you're right. Those are things that I never considered.
You know how women be like, oh my God, I wish I could wear my hair like you wear, and I wish my nipples looked like your nipples, and I wish all, you know, all this erroneous shit.
Those literal exact things. I do have nice hair and nice nipples. Well,
it's an emotional NFT.
I was just using in like a wild example.
You see where she parked, right?
Right. Like, my areolas don't look like your areolas.
They nice.
My nipples are fucking awesome.
We don't care.
But I didn't think about like the fact that people could be like jealous of that.
Why not? If you're a good person, people often want to be what you are and want what you want.
Most people are jealous of what they know they can't easily or readily attain.
Yeah.
My boyfriend has told me this recently.
I used to be like you. I used to be erroneous to people motherfuckers hating. But I had to realize the type of time I be on, a lot of people wish they could be on that type of time. And people could say it's quote unquote privilege or whatever privilege they want to put with it, right? They can say, oh, because you think because you're fairly attractive, or because you da-da-da-da. Like, people want to put tags on whatever you cover. You know, I say, I know motherfuckers that look like somebody hit them with a brick and still carry whatever way they're going to carry it. Some people are just built to carry things the way they carry them.
Yeah.
You know, I've had niggas hate them. Yo, I've literally had a dude call a chick. This is in college. A dude call a chick and hate on me in live time. In live time. She's like, yeah. He's like, yo, what you doing? She's like, yo, I'm hanging out with Norm, you know, da da da. Man, you know, I told you about him. Da da da. Woo woo woo. Little did she know, I'm in the room. I'm like, bro, I done hung out with this girl. I ain't never been on that type of time. Right. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that you got to hate on me because you don't got the gifts to obtain whatever you trying to manifest with this, with this shit. That's some bitch ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people do bitch ass shit all the time when they feel like they can't be or can't match the energy and personality that you provide.
That's their coping mechanism. They don't see it as bitch ass shit.
Right.
So I guess for me, I felt like it was weak energy for me to even acknowledge that a hater could be in my midst. Like, I felt like it.
Why? When you let everybody in your midst?
Maybe it's just because I just assumed that anybody who wanted to be around
you are emotional. General admission.
Perhaps, but I just assumed that anybody who was willing to, who wanted to be within my circle, they did it for good reasons and not for negative.
Oh, for them,
reasons.
It was good reasons. It was their good reasons. Though. It was their agenda. Right.
Yeah,
it was to further their narrative.
How do you think people learn? They learn from the people that they want to be like. We even do it when we aspire to be other people. You cannot be, that don't mean you're jealous. Like, I just used the example today. I said a great person to model your life behind would be The Rock and Shaq because of how they operate.
Okay.
In life, as far as business, you know what I mean? They're very accomplished. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
Both came from nothing.
Right? Now, of course, they had careers that helped catapult the latter parts of their life. You understand what I'm saying? But you still can learn from, like, yo, you got to take opportunities. You got to be, you know, take risks and this, that, and the third, but, and not be jealous. I'm not. You see, motherfuckers, I see people hate on, like people hate on athletes, right? Like, they ain't do no work to get there, right? And they're like, oh, you're overpaid. You're da-da-da-da-da. Like, yo, how is that man overpaid when he earned it?
Die right. At the end of every game. Do you fucking realize that?
I understand that.
Do you fucking realize?
But it's just the commonality of jealousy because you cannot replicate or cannot imitate what somebody else can do.
Right. I think.
Even in personality and speech. Mm-hmm. As far as you're very smart. You know what I mean? You're very free. You're liberated. You have different ideals than most people. You can hang with any fucking body. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
I can hang with anybody. I did it in college. I could hung with any crew I can go fit in, and I can adapt. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's the gift. That's a gift that God gave me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, but I also treat people like they're people. We don't all have to be on the same page. We don't all have to have the same understanding of how life works, mm-hmm. but we do have to have some basic understandings of how to respect one another.
Sure.
Human
right.
shit.
Human shit, right? How to respect one another. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, when people are jealous of you, they don't know how to respect your gift.
Right.
They don't know how to respect mm-hmm. who you are. Because I can respect you and not be jealous of you. I can respect you and be like, yo, I respect that about that person. Mm-hmm. That's dope. Even if I say, I wish I could do that. And I'm going to figure out how to
respect you and want to healthily be better than you without it being a thing where, you know, it's like, okay, I see we did. Maybe I can ratchet it up a little bit.
Right.
You
know? Or maybe I can learn from you
mm-hmm.
instead of being envious or jealous of you.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, she probably was jealous of the fact that you had the ability to even articulate what you said.
Yeah, that probably put her on her heels.
Because there's
you said that, she's like, oh, this bitch on some other time.
Right.
I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm thinking in her head, she was like, oh, this bitch on some other time. What happened?
I said, he definitely called you. No, I was playing.
No, but I'm thinking in her head, she was like, I could never.
Right. Because some people were like.
And then she went to a mode.
Right. Then she went
into a plan start. It was like, oh, because I can't bang out with her.
Right. I got to be.
Oh, I'm going to fuck this shit all the way up.
Right.
It's interesting because I've said this to two people. And I was like,
damn, I wish I could drink.
Around this is,
Go ahead. No, no, no. Nope.
No,
I got,
we're not going to peer pressure.
I got 14 days. It's 30 days in this month, right? It's 31 days in this month.
I mean, no, it's days.
No, 30 days. 30 days in this month. Yes. No, no, no. No, no, no. You won't do that.
Delicious grapes.
Go ahead. Continue. It's alcoholic content.
I will say that I've definitely shared my plans with other people before. And I'm like, listen, this is what I plan to do. Let the best woman win. I've definitely said this to people.
Don't you realize that the worst woman will always win because good is stupid? Have you not seen Spaceballs?
It's been a long time. But I've said this to somebody.
Walking Dead.
I've said this to somebody before. Right. But I feel like that's ethical. It's like, yo, you know how I plan to roll, and I'm going to be very, you know, serious about.
And they're like, thank you. Now we know what to do.
Right.
Well, the other person who I said that to, they opted to fall back, mm-hmm. which I didn't need them to fall back. Mm-hmm. I needed them to just understand, like, you know where I stand, so don't be surprised. With, you know, like right.
I mean, you don't have to do that. You don't have to divulge. You don't. Unfortunately, and I think
probably
we live in this.
Shouldn't.
Right. We live in this time where it's like, no. Say everything and this and that. No, you don't have to because you don't owe some people shit. There are certain people, unless y'all have an understanding or a conversation where y'all saying, hey, we going to keep it a buck or this, that, and the third. If you don't know this fucking person, that person don't know you, and y'all had it, like, I'm pretty sure y'all ain't had that type of rapport where you like, yo, dot, 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 woo, 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 you know what I mean? And she was like, my God. She probably in it, when y'all was in it, she's probably like, my God.
She was like that.
The people that encourage you to say everything are the same ones that won't say anything.
Right. Maybe the same ones that are like, I'm going to use this against her or against him.
They want you to say everything so they can take your sauce and move with it.
Right. To me, that is, and the first person I said
you know Americans don't want you to work.
But to me, that is crazy. Like, I'm letting you know what I'm going to do so you won't be surprised. And also, like, I'm.
You the only one surprised, nigga.
Right.
Surprise, nigga.
Ain't no complaints.
I got it.
Rats in the bank.
I
think I do need to learn the art that G's move in silence. But I feel so there is that. But then there's something about like an ego that's insisting like, no, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. Trust mm-hmm. and believe I'm going to
there's
execute.
There's a time and place for everything.
I'm going to execute that.
There's mm-hmm. a time and place for everything.
I need to learn that. But what I'm telling you is that my headspace.
You should have did it while you was walking up the steps. And I'm going to da-da and do-do-do-do-do.
My headspace is that.
Do-do-do-do-do. 45, 57.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Yeah, as you're walking to do it. As you walk to keep it 100. That way it's like, bitch. Now you know, and you got to see me walk away. Type shit. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Maybe I need to.
You an enabler.
I'm an enabler?
In that sense. You're enabling people to take advantage of
you. You didn't claim to get shot, but you put the bullets in the gun and wonder why they fucking pulled the trigger.
Right.
They the shot? Fuck is wrong with you?
Right. Give them the gun and be like, they're not going to shoot.
No.
I'm going to move left, right, left, left, right, but don't shoot me.
All right.
Bang, 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 bang. Right. Fuck you thought I was going to do. Shoot. Right.
Giving niggas the keys to run you over with your own car. Yeah. You enable people to take advantage of your freedom and your understanding. We got 5 minutes.
Okay.
We about to get out of here.
All
right. We can end it right there. It's okay. Learn from the OGs, man. I'm still learning from the OG.
He's trying to get
my emotions out of Supermax.
Man, I'm trying to get this nigga bail. I'm trying to get his feelings bail. Something.
Nope.
Get that shit in the gym pop at least.
You need to cry.
Nah.
Listen to the last episode. Listen to the last episode.
Nah.
We touched on a lot of real shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think our listeners will be like,
I'm this listen.
Is a kinder, gentler Unkin Norm. What the fuck is
Unkin
going
Nephew.
On?
We have a subsidiary right now.
We got a subsidiary, Unkin Nephew.
Unkin Nephew.
Okay.
Dropping soon.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm for it.
Nah, I'll be fucking with you. All right, let's get up out of here, man. Now we do this.
It's your girl, K-Dot.
Unksy.
And it's your man, Notorious Norman. We out this bitch. Peace.
Stop getting shot by your own damn gun.
That's a fact.